Florida real estate headlines. Florida Depth of Revenue launches property tax data portal for 10.9 million parcels. The Florida Department of Revenue now provides centralized access to property tax administration data covering 10.9 million parcels valued at $2.4 trillion through its online data portal. Real estate professionals can leverage this portal to access authoritative property valuation and tax data essential for transactions, market analysis, and client advisory across Florida. Bookmark the portal to streamline due diligence on Florida property tax obligations. https://floridarevenue.com/property/pages/dataportal.aspx. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Inside FREC, how the Florida Real Estate Commission operates and who serves. The Florida Real Estate Commission's responsibilities, member qualifications, and selection process are explained. Understanding FREC's role helps FL real estate professionals navigate the regulatory body that oversees their licenses and industry standards. Review the full breakdown of FREC's functions and membership at the link below. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Miami-Dade Clerk of the Circuit Court, your official records resource in FL. The Clerk of the Circuit Court serves as the official recorder of all instruments that may be recorded in the county, with the County Recorder's Office handling the recording, protection, preservation, and dissemination of these official records. Real estate professionals in FL rely on accurate, accessible official records to verify property titles, confirm lien releases, and close transactions with confidence. Bookmark the Miami-Dade Clerk's official records page to streamline your due diligence process. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Florida Real Estate Commission. How FREC's monthly meetings shape your license. The Florida Real Estate Commission, a 7-member body appointed by the governor, administers and enforces Chapter 475, Part of Florida statutes, through monthly 2-day meetings held on the third Wednesday and preceding Tuesday of each month. Understanding FREC's meeting schedule and regulatory authority helps Florida real estate professionals stay informed about potential license law changes and enforcement actions that directly impact their practice. Bookmark the FREC-MEC meeting schedule to monitor regulatory updates affecting your license. /w2.myfloridalicense.com/realestatecommission/commission-information. Florida Real Estate Updates. Florida Commission Rates. How FL agent fees stack up and how to negotiate better. A new guide breaks down average real estate commission rates in Florida, compares them to national benchmarks, and offers strategies for negotiating more favorable terms. For Florida real estate professionals, understanding local commission structures and sharpening negotiation skills directly impacts earning potential and competitive positioning. Review the full breakdown and negotiation tips at /calibrerealestate.com/blogs/real estate agent commission in Florida/. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most FL jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in 0 assumptions about the market, KETVAT asset class, or capital structure. 2 properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most FL jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.